Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Welcome everyone listening live in the chat room. And a big, big, big shout out to everyone. Abby, Alan, Colt, Krisha, Laura, Katie, I hope I said that right, Peanut, Reba Fan for Forever, Sigrid Simon, and Tina Marie. Hey, guys. Hey. Can everyone hear us? Okay, everyone can hear us. All right, awesome, awesome. Please let me know in the chat room if you guys can hear. Awesome. So, everyone, welcome to the show. I hope everyone had a great week, and I'm glad you're ending your long work week with us here at Your Time with Josie. We have an awesome show for you all today. We have a fun chit-chat segment, fun and interesting facts to share with all of you today, a couple of silly tweets, the news according to Peanut, and of course we get to speak with former guest Savannah Uten to catch up with what she has been doing and what's been happening in her life since we spoke to her last. So stay tuned in to the whole show. You won't want to miss any part of tonight's show. All right, so let's start out with our chit-chat segment for today. So I found a website that talks about items that take technology a little too far, to the extreme. I want to share some of the gadgets that inventors have thought up to keep technology rolling in, and what some may think is not necessarily a good direction. I'll let you be the judge. Here we go. First, there's an alarm clock called Taki that sells for $69. This clock not only has the annoying buzzing we all dread in the morning, but it also rolls away from you so that in your sleepy haze, you have to get up and chase it, then catch the clock to shut it off. I could just imagine all the, the pain that you can get from that and all the injuries that can cause. You're chasing after this thing when you're still, you can't even see straight. Next, there's the Wicked Lasers Torch, which basically looks like a flashlight, but don't let this powerful tool fool you. It shines with 4,100 lumens, which is basically enough power to fry eggs or light a match, and its battery only lasts for 5 minutes. So not practical, but it could be the thing that sets your house ablaze so that all your neighbors can see with their power out from your home inferno. The prize on this is $199.95. Next is the fiber optic wallpaper, which can make your house look like Vegas after dark. That could be an interesting look. The price on this is $242 a roll. Next is the iCarta iPod toilet paper holder. You know, our show wouldn't be complete if we didn't mention toilet at least once during our show. Basically, this is a toilet paper holder with an iPod docked on it that sells for $65.99. Finally, in the craziest items, there is a burglar blaster. If someone trips your alarm, they will be blasted with pepper spray. Now, I don't know, but how many times have you accidentally set off your alarms? You may want to rethink that idea. This sells for $600. So tell us in the chat room or call in and let us know if you think technology went too far with these items. So let's see here what everyone is saying. Welcome, Savannah Fan Spain. Everyone in the chat room, please let all the newcomers that are in the chat room know that all they have to do is refresh the page and click the play arrow on Your Time with Josie Player to listen to us. Awesome. And it looks like our guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome Savannah Uten.
Hi.
Hello, Savannah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Okay. Sound effect. Sorry about that. Oh my goodness. So what's going on? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing great. Super excited to talk to you again.
Good. Aw, thanks. Yeah, I'm excited too.
Definitely. So it has been so great to be able to catch up with you today. Thanks so much for coming back to the show.
No problem.
Awesome. So we just have some questions for you. So let's start off the interview.
Okay, cool.
So you have a new single out called Be Original. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do, yeah. I just released a new single called Be Original a couple of weeks ago. I would say it was about 2 months ago. And, it's been really cool to hear everyone's feedback about the song. I wrote it with my good friend Phil from Schoolboy Humor and Eddie Galan and Steve Sunholm. So we had a ton of fun. We actually wrote the song on Skype. And it was just a really fun experience. We had a blast writing it. And it's pretty much just about this guy who really thought he could just get me and he just thought he was the coolest guy on the planet. He definitely is a little cocky, and so I pretty much wrote the song about him, and it turned out really well, and I'm super happy with it. It's a more rock song than my other ones,
yeah.
But it's doing pretty well on Radio Disney. It's pretty exciting. So, yeah, I'm very happy that it's out, and I hope that everyone loves it.
I absolutely love it. I listened to it and purchased the single. It is amazing. I absolutely love it, and I love that it has, like, a meaning, and, you know, it could happen in everybody's life, and that's always good.
Yeah, for sure. I know I always try to make my songs pretty relatable.
Definitely.
Because you know, that's what matters. So yeah, I'm glad you like it.
absolutely. And also, as you said, fans could request it to be played on Radio Disney.
Yes, you can.
That's super cool.
Yeah, you can go to RadioDisney.com or call into their hotline. I think it's number 19 right now on the top 30, so I'm hoping it moves up tomorrow.
Awesome.
So I have this new contest on my YouTube where you can call in, and if you videotape yourself and get through to the line and you send the video to me, then you win a little package, a little Savannah prize pack. So if any of you guys wanted to, sign up for that contest, that would be awesome.
Definitely. That is so cool. Definitely. That's awesome. Let's see here. Do you have any upcoming performances where fans will be able to see you?
Right now, actually, I don't have any shows coming up, but there is a couple of tours and specific, like, one-off shows in works, and hopefully those will happen and work out, but right now I'm just kind of working on music and just writing and figuring out my sound. These past couple of weeks I've really been, like, trying to figure out and dig deep into who I am music-wise and what my genre is and what I want to be as a performer, so I'm kind of just, you know, figuring that out and recording and writing a lot, so yeah, it's been fun.
That's so cool. Awesome. And you also do TwitCam chats with your fans. Do you have another one scheduled anytime soon? Because I know your fans love that.
Aw, yeah. Those are so much fun. I think that I'm going to do one next weekend, or maybe I'll do one this Sunday. I'm not sure. I kind of just play it by ear. I kind of do it randomly. So I guess, you know, everyone can just check my Twitter. I'll post it at least a day in advance. But, yeah, those are so much fun, and it gives me a chance to talk to my fans and kind of hear what they have to say, and they always ask random funny questions, so it's cool.
That is so cool, and I hope to join it. I want to see it.
Yeah, for
sure. I'll be there.
You should definitely join the chat.
Awesome. Will do. So what websites can fans go to and see all of your work? You have YouTube, Facebook.
Oh, man, yeah. You guys can go to my YouTube, which is Savannah7448. You can go to my Facebook, which is Savannah Music. My Twitter, The Real Savannah. I actually just got a yearbook account today, just like a couple hours ago, and it's just it's this new site. I don't know. My publicist wanted me to sign up for it, so I was like, okay, sure. I'm still really confused. I don't know how to work it. It's called myyearbook.com/Savannah Uten, my name. So, it's pretty cool. I'm really excited to kind of talk to my fans on this site, and I hope that, you know, people will sign up for it. But yeah, I'm still a little puzzled on how to work it, but I think I'll get the hang of it pretty soon.
You'll learn in the process. You're doing really good, actually, already. I've seen you've been answering some fan questions on there, too, which is awesome.
I have, yeah. It's cool. You can, like, answer questions, and then you can, like, tell, or it's weird. I mean, I haven't done this yet, but you can make these polls where you can ask questions like, so do you like this song better or this song better, or what do you prefer? So, I don't know. It's cool. It's different than any other site out there right now. So, I think I like it.
Definitely. So far, it gets 2 thumbs up. Awesome. Wow, we have so many callers.
cool.
I want to be able to get to some a few people. So let me just ask this one more quick question. We all know that you do some covers on YouTube. I was wondering, is there another song that you are interested in covering next?
I think Grenade by Bruno Mars is going to be my next cover. It's such an amazing song, and I'm obsessed with Bruno Mars. So I think I'm going to do that one. I just did Firework by Katy Perry. So I think I posted that just like yesterday. So it's pretty brand new.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to do Grenade, and I think I want to do this new song called Pyro from the Kings of Leon album. I don't think a lot of people are going to know it, but I always like posting, you know, kind of a newer song that maybe some of my fans don't listen to that type of music, but it'll kind of, you know, introduce them to that song. I'm thinking about doing that. And it's just such a total different genre. It's like super alternative rock. So I'll put my own little twist on it. But I think I'll do that one.
They will know it now. Awesome. So let's see. All right, let's get to some callers here.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so, all right, so let's do Meg. Meg, you on the line? Hello, Meg.
Hi. Okay, I was wondering who you, if you were talking to me.
Aw, how are you?
All right, just sitting here watching Sweet Life on Deck.
Oh, wonderful. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm also over on Twitter, and I actually saw the number on Twitter, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I followed you, actually.
That's awesome. Yeah, Twitter is a very cool thing. I'm kind of obsessed with it.
If you ever want to see what my Twitter account is, it's HBP, like half word print.
Mm-hmm.
Only the first 3 letters of each of the words. Fangirl09.
Okay, cool. Ooh. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's how I got the number. You know, I first heard of you when you came out with that song Goodbyes, like, years ago. And then I didn't hear anything about you until, like, recently when I found your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I watched some of your videos, and they were actually pretty good. And I was actually listening. And I was actually listening to you talking about the songs you were planning on doing. And there's this new one that stuck in my head, and I don't know if you heard it. Maybe you could do a cover of it.
Yeah, what is it?
Jar of Hearts by Christina Perry.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, my friends actually covered that song. And I always hear about that song, so I've definitely listened to it before. It's a super pretty song, so maybe I'll cover it.
That'd be cool because I'm subscribed to you on YouTube as well.
Oh, awesome! Well, thank you so much.
Meg, thanks so much for calling in.
No problem. I did try your Say Now at one point, but that kind of didn't exactly work.
When I called into it,
my phone kind of lost signal right in the middle of it. So
that's not good.
No.
Thanks so much, Meg. I want to get to everyone. So thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you, Savannah.
You're awesome.
Aw, thank you so much, sweetie. It was really nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. She was so cute.
Aw.
Awesome. So we are going to get to another caller here. I hope I see this right. Netta?
Yeah.
Netta, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Savannah. Actually, we saw you in Myrtle Beach for Myrtle Beach Snayfest.
Oh, no way. With Jordan Sparks and Mitchell?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, that was seriously one of, like, my favorite shows ever. I had the best time.
Yeah, I know. Myrtle Beach is so beautiful, too. It's, like, right on the beach.
It really is. And all of my family lives in South Carolina, so they came down to the show, and it was just so much fun. I had the best time.
Oh, that's awesome. Good to hear. We're really excited. I saw on Twitter today, you're doing a song with Schoolboy Humor.
Yeah,
I'm excited. You just saw Schoolboy Humor a couple nights ago. They're on tour with the Somerset.
Yeah, oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, I did a song with them, and I think it's going to be big. it's a really cool song. It's super fun, and it's definitely something that I would listen to, and it's something you can dance with and, you know, play at a party with your friends or something. But yeah, I hope you love it.
Cool. And with the Polywell. And we really like it. We've been requesting it on Radio Disney, too. So.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Meta, for calling in.
It's kind of random. It's a quick question. You probably on MTV called Made.
Sorry, what was that?
Have you seen a show on MTV called Made, like where you get to be made in something?
I've seen it a couple times.
What would you want to be made into?
That's a good one. I would probably want to be made into, that is so tough. Probably, I've always wanted to be, like, a really good chef.
Oh, that's cool.
So I would probably, because I'm not a good cook at all, and so pretty much the only thing I can make is a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a bowl of cereal. So, I would love to, you know, learn how to be a cook. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or, like, those really cool cakes, like Cake Boss.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That show, Ace of Cakes, is my favorite. I would love to be, like, a professional cake baker and, like, make them so pretty and, like, all of the detail in every single cake would just be incredible. So, yeah, that's probably what I'd be made into.
That's cool.
Awesome, Netta. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to try to get to everyone, okay?
Go ahead. Bye.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.
North Carolina or South Carolina sometime.
Oh, my gosh, I want to. I love it there so much. Just keep checking my Twitter and stuff.
Okay, bye.
Awesome. I want to see if I can get to some other thing. Okay, here we go. Let's try Katie. Cool. Katie, you there?
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Do you remember doing a show in Indiana?
Do I remember doing a show in Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Was it at, I'm trying to remember. I've done a few shows in Indiana. I think I did one at a basketball game, and then I did a fair. Which one did you come to?
Was at a zoo.
Oh, at the zoo, the Indianapolis Zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally remember that. That was so much fun. Were you there?
I was the girl with the red hair in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay. That's so cool that we're finally we're talking. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And
that was a really fun show.
Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
Do you know a girl named Kate Penn?
Do I know a girl? Sorry, what was that?
Do you know a girl from Ohio named Kate Penn?
Yeah, I do.
That's cool.
Yeah, do you know her?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, and her friend Tessa?
Yeah, we exactly aren't friends anymore, but yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Katie, for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye.
Awesome.
It was nice to talk to you. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Awesome. Let's see here. Let's get to Christine. Oh, I think I lost Christine. Oh, wait. Christine, you there?
Yes.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. I have a question for Savannah.
Okay.
Yes. And, if Disney Channel offered you your own show, would you say yes or no?
Disney Channel offered me my own show, I would probably say yes. I think that would be such an amazing opportunity, and it would be really cool if I got to choose all of the cast members and stuff. That would be even cooler.
Okay, so you'd like to go like... the Disney Nickelodeon way and not be like independent record label way?
You know, I've only done one acting gig before, and I shot a pilot I shot it this like summer, and it was really fun and such a great experience. You know, singing is definitely my first love, and so I'm not sure if I would focus on acting right now. As of right now, I'm kind of doing the whole Radio Disney thing, and that's kind of what, you know, I'm doing right now with the whole new single and stuff. But as I grow up, I definitely kind of want to venture into new projects and maybe, you know, do some acting on the side. I think that would be really fun. But right now, I kind of am just sticking to singing and Radio Disney. But, you know, if an opportunity events itself, then maybe I will, you know, try out some acting. We'll see.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes.
Do you have any more questions?
have any wish for Christmas?
Do I have a wish for Christmas? Ooh, my wish for Christmas. I mean, of course, world peace. That's everyone's wish. And for everyone to be happy, I want, my wish is for my little cousin, baby Bella. I hope that she has an amazing, you know, life, and that she's always very happy. And, yeah, she's the cutest little thing, and she is 6 years old, and she is just so precious. I love her so much. So I guess that would be my Christmas wish. And then, you know, something for me, I would like to have a year's supply of pink berry yogurt. I think that'd be amazing. So yeah, there's a couple wishes.
Thank you so much, Christine, for calling in.
Thank you. It was nice to talk to you.
Bye. Awesome. Okay, so let's see here. We will try to see. Okay, let's try Rebecca. Rebecca, you there?
Hello? Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Really cool. It's really good. It's so cool to be talking to you.
Aw, awesome. Same to you.
Rebecca, you have a question for Savannah?
What's it like to be living your dream?
Oh, man, what's it like to be living my dream? It is amazing. It's so cool to, you know, be traveling and doing shows and concerts and stuff. It's just incredible. I mean, if anyone were to tell me that I'd be doing this a couple years ago, I wouldn't have believed them. It's just, it's so awesome, and I'm really excited for the future, and hopefully even more of my dreams will come true. But right now I'm very happy, and it's an awesome feeling to, you know, have fans and fan sites and to share my music with people around the world. It's really cool. So yeah, it's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rebecca, for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Bye. Awesome. Let's see if we have time for one more caller.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get Sigrid. Sigrid, you there?
Yeah, hey.
Hi, Sigrid.
Hey, Savannah.
How are you?
I'm great. So starstruck. Like, it's crazy how many times I can call you and do, like, emails and everything, but I still get so starstruck.
Aw, you are too sweet. It's very good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Well,
so how have
okay.
you been?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I had no homework this week. It was
well,
so
that's good.
Great.
Homework is not
yeah.
the best.
No,
that
not exactly. But, okay, I have a question, actually.
Okay.
Even though I've been off time for 3 years, and it's so crazy because it's so hard to figure out questions because I feel like I know too much, really. But, okay, I was wondering, what do you like the best, to write with other writers in the studio or on your own with a guitar in your room?
Ooh, good question. So do I like writing with people or writing just myself?
Yes.
That's a tough one because there is so many great things about writing by yourself, but at the same time, it's so awesome to write with other people. There are times when I'm writing a song by myself and I kind of just get blank. Like, I don't have any more ideas, and it just is cool to have, you know, another person helping you write a song. And, you know, when you're co-writing, Sometimes they have different ideas, and, you know, you both kind of feed off of each other. And it's fun to have, like when I'm in the studio with other people writing, there's so many jokes that go on and, like, random things that happen, and so you kind of make these memories and inside jokes, so it's always really fun. But I probably would choose writing on my own, just turning all the lights off in my room, but my one candle, and just me and my guitar writing about everything that's going on in my life, and it's very personable and kind of intimate, and so I like writing by myself, but of course I love writing with other people. It's just really fun. So, I mean, it's hard to choose, but I guess I would say writing by myself.
Yeah, it must be really cool to write by yourself, because then you get the full credit for the song.
That is true, although I don't really care sharing some credit with other people. That's cool, too. But, I mean, it's fun to, it's good to hear that song was written, you know, solely 100% from that one person. I know when I listen to artists like John Mayer and Taylor Swift and stuff, when I hear that they wrote that song by themselves, it really means something more, because it totally came from them, and they, you know, it was 100% them, so. Yeah.
I totally get what you mean. It's like with goodbyes. You wrote that by your own, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
Like,
thank you so much, Sigrid.
Oh,
sorry.
But, like, the gallery on my fan side has now more than 500,000 photo views.
Wow, that's a lot.
500,000.
That is crazy.
I know, it's
thank
so crazy.
Thank you so much, though, for that fan site. You are so amazing. You're an amazing fan, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're totally worth to be a fan of, though.
Aw, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing I like the most about you, is that you really care about your fans. You're not just the girl with the most amazing voice in the entire world, but, like, you're still a person who really cares about the people around you and all your fans from all over the planet, and yeah.
Aw, well, thank you. I think that it's super really important to keep in touch with my fans. I mean, you guys are the reason that I'm here and living my dream, so it's definitely important to keep in touch with you guys. And plus, it's fun to talk to you and hear what you have to say, and, you know, your questions and your feedback about songs and stuff. So yeah, I'm just so blessed to have fans like you. So thank you.
Yeah, I always get more respect for people who, like, really care about your fans.
Aw, yeah. Well, it's
well,
definitely
really
super. Super cool to, you know, have a relationship with all my fans, and I love talking to you guys on Twitter and you know, Facebook and MySpace.
Oh, and I was going to say hi from my Libyan friend, Basha.
Oh, well, tell her I say hello.
Yeah, he was. He did, If You Only Knew, for the CD I gave you for your birthday.
Oh, that's right. Seriously, that was one of the coolest gifts I've ever received. Thank you for that. I didn't get to thank you in person, but thank you so, so much. It was the coolest thing. Josie, she sent this CD with all of the, most of all of my songs sung by my fans and fan site owners. And then she put together all of my fans singing the original. And so they all have their own parts. And it's just so cool. I was so excited. And it was like one of the coolest gifts, just because I'm sure it took so much time
much time and so much planning. Oh my gosh. It was crazy.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. Seriously. That was like the best gift ever.
That
thank
is awesome,
you.
Sigrid. I have to say, I love your fan site. I visit it.
Thank you. That really means a lot. I've spent so much time making it and maintaining it, so it's really good to hear when people like it.
Aww.
Yeah,
well,
and,
yes,
and Sigrid, I actually...
My parents loved it as well.
Yeah. Definitely.
Thank
and
you
Sigrid,
so much.
What is your website? What is your fan site? So people can visit it.
SonicWitnessFan.com.
Ooh, awesome. Awesome.
Yes, everyone check it out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
Awesome. And I'll post it in the chat room so people could check it out.
Yes. Thank you. That means a lot.
Anytime. And thank you so much, Sigrid, for calling in. It was awesome.
Thank you, Sigrid. It was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. It was good talking to you, both of you.
Awesome. Nice talking to you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Sigrid.
Love you.
Love you, too.
She's so cute. I love it.
Oh,
that
my
gosh.
Awesome.
She's
the sweetest. She's adorable.
That is so, so cool. And I love her fan site, too. And also, I just want to mention, though, that...
Isn't it amazing? It's seriously so cool.
It is. It is. That's what I was just going to say. It's, like, amazing. Like, you know, you have such dedicated fans, and I've seen it. You have, like, over, like, 6-something fan sites from all across the world. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's an amazing feeling for sure.
Definitely. Oh, and I just want to read one little comment in the chat room. Krisha says, Savannah, what do you think about the fan site about you from Krisha from Poland?
Wow, from Poland. Wait, what was the question? What do I think about fan sites?
I think about her fan site.
Oh. Wait, she's from Poland, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I
Krisha
love her fan site. I just think it's so cool to even have fan sites. And because when I was younger, I had a little fan site for Justin Timberlake. And so to have fan sites for me now, it's just kind of crazy and surreal. But yes, I love it. Tell her thank you so much for the fan site. Well, I'm sure she's listening. So thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. And Savannah, it was so awesome. I know you got to go, but thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
We didn't get to all
that
the callers, but yeah, we didn't get to all the callers, but that means we have to have you back on again.
Yeah, we'll have to schedule another one.
Awesome, awesome. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Josie. Awesome.
I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Awesome, awesome. I am so sorry, everyone, that we couldn't get to some phone calls. But don't worry, I will have Savannah Uten back on, and I will work it out so you guys could talk to her. And there's plenty more to the show. First, I would like to take a moment to thank our sponsors, Save a Pet in Georgia. You can visit their site at www.saveapetinc.com, or go to our website and click on the link to see the featured pet of the month. Remember, local adoptions only. Then Dunkin' Donuts in Oriole Plaza, Delray Beach, Florida, for their support in promoting Your Time with Josie every week. If you live in Delray Beach, Florida, stop by and get some yummy donuts or any of their other awesome products. And the next, Cold Country Radio, is your one-stop shop for country music. Thanks to them for promoting Your Time with Josie every day. So to listen, go to coltchambers.info, and you can check it all out. Basio says, will Savannah be next time here? Definitely, we'll have her back on. Absolutely. We love having her on. So we can take more phone calls. Awesome. let's see here. I also actually want to give away a prize in the chat room. So if you are in the chat room, you're eligible for a prize. So I am going to give away a fantabulous Your Time with Josie shirt. Yes, and I will send that out. So let's see. I'm going to pick somebody over here. All right. It says Jaden. Jaden, congratulations. You got the Your Time with Josie t-shirt. Congratulations. Just send me where I could send your t-shirt at josie@josieshow.com. Awesome. Send me where I could send your shirt. Awesomeness. She's so excited. Cool. I also want to say a huge thanks to Savannah Fan Spain. Savannah Fan Spain, you also have a fan page, if I'm not mistaken. Hope I'm not. But awesome, awesome, awesome. And as I said before, Savannah Owen appreciates everybody. She's so sweet. I love her. So now it is time for silliest or strangest tweets. And this is for your entertainment, everybody. These are hilarious. The first one is, can we go back to using Facebook for what it was originally intended for, which is looking up exes to see how fat they got? Yes, the men mentality. It was a real tweet. I'm telling you, it was a real tweet. Next is, my personality test results came back. They're negative. awesome, awesome. Those were super cool. Now we got an awesome, hilarious news through Peanut's eyes. Peanut is our little squirrel friend, pal. He's in the chat room. So let's check it out.
And now the weekly news roundup with Peanut the Squirrel.
It's the news according to me. Woo! In political news, the Republicans sweep most elections in protest of President Obama. Unfortunately, we weren't voting for the president. In entertainment news, Justin Bieber gets grounded by his mom. While 10% of the population thought that Mrs. Bieber did the right thing, the other 90% thought that she should just be glad he's not really gay. In other entertainment news, Lindsay Lohan is still in rehab. They should just name the place after her. In sports, the San Francisco Giants won their first World Series since 1954 when they played in New York against the Texas Rangers, who never won any games because they've never been in the World Series before. In retaliation of the Rangers' loss, the cities of Dallas and Fort Worth want to do a week-long TV marathon on all channels of Walker, Texas Rangers. In computer news, Microsoft is releasing the new version of Windows, version 2011. This version comes out before most people had a chance to buy the last version, Windows 2007. In cell phones, iPhone is releasing 1,000 new apps. Not one of them is designed to actually make a phone call. Due to a still struggling economy, Santa Claus has been forced to make cuts and will only be visiting houses of people who make over $250 million a year. In more entertainment news, the host of Your Time with Josie, Josie Pasquino, once again has tied herself accidentally to furniture. A disgruntled and bewildered mother had this to say. Well, it could happen to anyone if you're 15, have a radio show, and happen to be named Josie. And that's the news because I said so. See you next week. Peanut out.
thank you so much, Peanut, for that enlightening news. Through your eyes, of course, because I don't believe they'd come from anybody else's eyes but yours. let's see here. Savannah Fansmain says, it was so much fun listening to Savannah's answers and the people who called. I know, right? Definitely. And we'll have more people when Savannah comes back on. So now, on a serious note, everyone, I would like to talk about a project that Your Time with Josie is getting involved in this holiday season. The Salvation Army has a program called Angel Giving Tree. Basically, this is children who we donate items to, such as clothes and toys, so they know at a very special time like the holidays that someone is thinking of them. I requested several angels' names, and this week we will post them on our official site, josieshow.com, and I ask all of my listeners to please send some of the requested or needed items to us here at the Josie Show, and we will deliver them to the Salvation Army to make children happy during the holidays. All the details will be posted on my site this upcoming week, so please check it out and help us make these children's holidays special. So let me tell you what caught my eye. While I was looking at an angel tree of tags with names and ages of children on them, I found a tag with a 15-year-old girl named Alyssa on it. It took my breath away to think of how fortunate I am to have such wonderful people in my life and so many things going on well. And there is another girl at my age asking for a coat, PJs, shirts, and gift cards to stores. So my family and I, on behalf of the Josie Show, are going to make her holiday dreams come true. I ask you to look for the rest of the tags I will post on my site so you could help make some children's dreams come true as well. And I thought this was a very important thing. I really wanted to mention that, and it's going to be on the site, so keep checking back on josieshow.com. I find it very important. So now, upcoming guests, coming on Your Time with Josie. On November 12th, we have recording artist Whitney Duncan. On November 19th, we will have special guest Scotty Cuomo's return to our show to update us on all of the great things that have been going on in his world. And we will be having a little game with Scotty as well, wink, wink. And then on November 26th, we'll have upcoming singer Haley Bird on the show. And it's going to be so much fun, so keep checking back on Your Time with Josie, and we will, of course, always have so much fun. Now we got some funny facts segment that I know you guys love, and I love too. I love searching it. They're fun. so here's some funny facts. Did you know the first barcode was used on Wrigley's gum? Did you know you can't kill yourself by holding your breath? Did you know ketchup was sold in the 1830s as a medicine? I didn't know that. Did you know the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes? Did you know the goldfish have the memory span of about 3 to 5 seconds? And last but not least, did you know, I didn't know this, but did you know turtles can breathe through their butts? Yes, I said butts. It's true, they can. These all these funny facts were for your entertainment, and my entertainment is searching them. I really, really quickly want to, let me see if, this is him. Hello? Hello, who is this? Cole?
Hello.
Hi, Cole. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't know that I was about to be put on.
Well, we wanted to surprise you because I wanted you to be here to listen to what I'm about to say right now. Okay. So, everyone, send your good wishes to Colt Chambers, who is up for Male Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year at the GCGMAs tomorrow. Everyone at the Josie Shows wishes you the best, and we are proud of you.
Aww.
And my mom just screamed. And we hope you win. We're rooting for you.
Thank you.
We're rooting for you. Totally.
Oh, that's sweet.
We're rooting
Thank
for you.
You.
Awesome. And we, yeah, we're just happy. Awesome, and congratulations for being nominated. I think that's awesome in its own
self. Thank you, yes, I'm so excited.
Definitely. I know you've been excited. I know it. Definitely. So what do you have planned tomorrow for your excitingness?
Yeah, so I'm getting up tomorrow morning, going to get my hair done, getting ready. Then I'm going at 5 o'clock to the show. I'm going to be on the red carpet for about an hour. Then I'm going to be going into the show, and I'm going to be backstage. I'll be backstage with one of my favorites, Mallory Hope, who is a past guest on Your Time with Josie.
Yes, she was a past guest on Your Time with Josie, Mallory Hope. She's awesome, so check her out. Awesome. And you'll be performing, right?
Yes, I'll be performing Farmer's Daughter.
Yeah. Love that song. Love it. Super cool. And you better take tons of videos and pictures so you can post them on Your Time with Josie and all that good stuff.
Are you
ready? Are you excited?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Less than 24 hours.
Yup, he's been counting it down. So
have
I, because he's
so
calling
excited.
Me every time you win something.
I'll just say I'm going to be through the whole thing.
Awesome. See that? Hear that? I'll actually be posting on Twitter and Facebook all of his good stuff that's happening. So keep checking that. Josie1995 and Colt Chambers. His Twitter page is at Colt Chambers. So check it out. Yes, and we also have some. We have some videos of us together in the announcement section on Your Time with Josie. Did you see that, Colt?
Me?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you see the videos?
Yeah, I seen it.
Awesome, and you could see videos of us on the way to the show with Colt. He was performing at the U Harley covered bridge. I said that right. Oh, 2 points for Josie.
and the bridge hole.
Oh, yeah, and the bridge hole. Yeah. Long story. My mother couldn't think of entrance to the bridge. She thought of bridge hole. So we got a lot of stares, a lot of comments, but it's all good. Successful,
yes,
successful.
I could tell she wasn't from around the South.
Yeah, you could tell.
But it's all good.
She, yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good. We still love you, Mom.
Yes.
And then also our duet together, we were singing Our Kind of Love by Lady Antebellum. So you can check that out next underneath the other video.
Yes, and I'm going to do a live little... shout out to your Tom the Josie and Josie from the red carpet.
You are? You have a different one to film
I'm
that.
I'm going to film it, and I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, good, because you got to film that, and you know I'm going to have to post it on my site, right? You know, you already know that. That is awesome. That's so sweet. Well, thank you so much, Colt, and we got to wrap up here, but I will talk to you, of course, you know, whenever, every time. But thank you so much, Cole, and good luck.
Thank you so much. It's really, I'm really, like, thankful. But, yeah, well,
no,
I guess I will talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye. Thank you. Woo! Some last screams. So, congratulations, Colt, and everyone, please send him some good luck mojo. With his two nominations. I hope he wins. I really do. I believe he will. He's really awesome. His Twitter page is Colt Chambers, at Colt Chambers. Check that out. And also, ColtChambers.com is his website. And also, as I mentioned in our sponsors, because he is completely awesomeness, sauceness, you can also check out his country radio, Colt Country Radio, at coltchambers.info, and it will give you all the info. So check it out, and I will talk to you guys all soon. And Savannah fans, don't worry if you guys, once again, don't worry if you guys didn't get to talk to her, because I will definitely try and get her back, and we could have tons of phone combos going on. So awesome. And some last notes, check out Savannah Uten's page, savannahuten.com, her Facebook page and her Twitter page, The Real Savannah, at The Real Savannah on Twitter. And all that other good stuff. And also her YouTube page. And you can all find that on her Twitter and Facebook pages. So check all that out. And also remember, request Be Original on Radio Disney. We can get Savannah Uten to the top on Radio Disney Countdown. So awesomeness, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye!